Praise to be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, we see the righteousness of Saint Joseph, who was unwilling to expose Our Lady to the law. But before I begin, you know, I have to admit that there are some scripture scholars who do not agree with the following interpretation of this passage, but there are some who do. And, you know, it wasn't that Saint Joseph ever entertained any thought that Our Lady had been unfaithful. He knew the holiness of Our Lady. The two of them had vowed virginity with one another. You know, it never crossed his mind that Our Lady had done something that was impure or sinful. But rather, Saint Joseph, being as righteous as he is, recognized the holiness, you know, of what was happening within Our Lady. That it was out of a sense of reverence and awe that he was going to back away. You know, he recognized that he himself was a sinner and that what was happening was of God and therefore completely holy. And he didn't have the righteousness in his own mind to be part of this mystery that was unfolding within the womb of Our Lady. So out of reverence, he decided that he would divorce her quietly, not to expose Our Lady in any way, but rather he simply didn't find himself worthy to be part of this mystery. And you know, that's why the angel would say, "Joseph, have no fear. You know, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife." Well, why would he be afraid? It was not for any natural reason, but it was purely for a spiritual reason. And you notice how he immediately accepts what the angel tells him and is completely obedient, you know, once again demonstrating his righteousness. Then we're told by St. Matthew that as soon as this took place, these words from the prophet Isaiah come to mind, you know. The virgin would be with child and would give birth to a son and would name him Emmanuel. You know, Saint Joseph at this point understood completely what was happening. And he understood that God had invited him to into something which was completely supernatural. In his own unworthiness, you know, the righteous man, Saint Joseph, was willing to say yes to God. And, you know, today we must do the same. You know, we have no righteousness of our own. But yet, you know, as we say right before receiving Holy Communion, only say the word and my soul shall be healed. You know, the righteousness that we have is the righteousness God has given us. And God has called us into an even more intimate mystery, or at least a more intimate union, you know, with the mystery, than Saint Joseph ever knew. Not only are we able to be close to Jesus as Saint Joseph was, but we can receive him into our heart and our soul. We're completely unworthy of such a grace. But if God, who has made us righteous with his own righteousness, so when we do receive Jesus, we do so not because of our own righteousness, but because of his. Therefore, let us strive to have the reverence and the awe that Saint Joseph had in the presence of our Lord, in the presence of our Savior.